Okay, the Paradise Town Board will come to order today, February 8th, 2022, and if you join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And if you look at the top of the agenda, I'll just point out a few things to you. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on a matter that's not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute any cell phones you might have, which reminds me I should probably do that, so that they don't interrupt the meeting. And if you have any conversations that you would like to take up with your neighbor, if you would take them out into the lobby there outside so as not to interrupt the meeting. It's very difficult to hear up here if everybody is chattering in the back. And I will leave the other two items up to you to peruse. Let the record reflect that all of the board members are here except for the Vice Chair, Susan Phillip, who is excused. And could we have some staff introductions? So we move on to number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board or council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and please step up to the table using the microphone, if you will, because this meeting is recorded. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board or by majority vote. So do we have approval of the minutes for January 25th, 2022?
Mr. Chair, I've reviewed the minutes. They look accurate and correct, and I make a motion for their approval.
We have a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, January 25th, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for February 8th, 2022.
Mr. Chair, there should be no changes to tonight's agenda and no deletions. So I'd make a motion for approval.
So we have a motion to approve tonight's agenda, February 8, 2022, with no changes. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Any information items?
Yes.
Commissioner Sagerblum's office will be hosting a virtual town hall on Wednesday, February 23rd, on short-term rentals. The Clark County will post the virtual login information. I can also email it out to anyone that's interested. Clark County is required to do an ordinance on short-term rentals. The legislature approved that last session, and we are formulating an ordinance to do so. There will be an email as well if anyone wants to submit their comments, but the virtual meeting will be on Wednesday, February 23rd, starting at 5:30.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other informational items?
There's a hold for item 2 and 3.
Do what?
Mm-hmm. Hold for 2 and 3.
Item number what?
2 and 3.
2 and 3. 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. Should I suggest?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, I've just been informed that items number 2 and 3 on the agenda. Could we take the conversation out into the lobby, please? Thank you. I've just been informed that there's been a change in the agenda already. Items number 2 and 3 will not be heard tonight. That is NZC 22-0015-7405-SS-LLC et al. BCL Revocable Living Trust, Zone Change, Waivers of Development Standard, Design Reviews, and 3 is TM 225-00009, Signature Land Holdings, LLC, Tentative Map. And they are requesting Town Board to hold this, let's see, that the items be held until February 22nd, Paradise Town Board, so that would be our next meeting, and then it would go to Planning Commission on March 15th. We need a motion. So that those two items will not be heard tonight if you're here for those. But you're welcome to stay if you like. So moving on to planning and zoning, there's nothing else? Okay. Item number 1, NZC 22-0005, Sherritt Holdings 2, LLC, zone change to reclassify 1.3 acres from RE Rural Estates Residential Zone to R3, Multiple Family Residential Zone, waivers of development standards for the following: 1, increased building height, and 2, reduced street landscaping. Design review for the proposed multiple family residential development, generally located on the east side of Pecos Road and the north side of Oquendo Road, alignment within Paradise.
Simone Stevens, on behalf of the applicant, 1950 East Warm Springs, North Carolina. So we are proposing to develop a multi-family development. It's located on paper. It's in one of those empty lots at the interlot south of Oquendo. It's currently zone RE, so we are asking to change the zone and then the zone to R3. It's surrounded by different uses. There's a commercial use, there's a high density use there already, there is a public, office, a big office. So we're proposing to build 3 buildings. Each will have 8 and 6 units. They're going to be set up as condos. They're going to be over 3 stories in height, about 2,000 square feet with roof access, being close to the gated community. Staff defined that this would fit with everything that's going on around, so they are recommending approval. And we would like to go out for approval as well. And if you have any questions?
Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if no one has any comments, I move to approve subject to staff preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. That was easy, wasn't it?
Yes.
And you get to go to the Planning Commission and do it all over again on March 1st.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You know what? You can just lay that on the table.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank
you. Items number 2 and 3 will not be heard tonight, as mentioned earlier. And so we will move on to item 4, UC 22-0018. Edgar Fay LLC, use permit for proposed food cart, not within an enclosed building, waiver of development standards to reduce parking, design review for proposed food cart in conjunction with an existing tavern on 0.3 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment AE60 zone within the Midtown Maryland Parkway District, generally located on the west side of Maryland Parkway, 135 feet south of Dumont Boulevard with impairment. Microphone.
Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I'm Omar. Omar Vera Gomez.
Can we get your name and your last name? Spell your last name.
Last name. Oh, Vera. 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 Boris.
Spell that for
me. Your name? Omar.
Did you get all that?
Got you.
Address? Do we have an address?
Thank you. My locale is 3557 South Maryland Parkway.
Okay.
Las Vegas, Nevada. My name company is Vera Kitchen, LLC. This is to park my food truck and sell Mexican food. I operate on Monday to Friday. The sign is 11 a.m. and open until 2 a.m. My documentation for legal operation, I got everything. Yeah. I provide for Mexican food. This is the menu. It's everything provided for my country. This is picture is my target locale, the front of the property. This is our picture. Okay. We work for our community. We provide the good service. It's a great job. We also share concerns to improve every day. The benefits about all new by businesses.
Okay, so the matter that we're discussing, so you, if you have something you want to say before we open it to the public, you're wanting a use permit, you're going to reduce parking,
yes.
And the design review. So you kind of showed us your cart for your, yeah.
Yes.
How much parking are you reducing? So
I have a few parking space there, too. I am approaching for only 3 parking spaces. The property is it's gonna be 27 parking spaces. The property it's gonna be located on the front of the narrow parkway. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to tell us?
No, I appreciate. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay, hold on. Is there anyone in the public that'd like to speak on this item? No one in the public wants to speak on the item? Okay. I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Oh, no, I have, Mr. Chair, I have a question. Where is it exactly that you're going to be parking your truck? Those aren't pictures of the site you're going to be on, are they, or are they?
This is the property.
Okay, so that's where it's going to be.
The parking is going to be the front, the property, yeah. This is the parking lot.
Yes, okay, so that's where it's going to be.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that answers my question.
Anything else?
No, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Anybody else have anything?
I'm good.
Somebody want to make a motion?
Mr. Chair. If nobody has any other questions or comments, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval of this item subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion carries. Okay, so you'll be going to the Planning Commission on March 1st. You'll pick it up. Okay. Good. The next one is item 5. Is the applicant or representative here for that? Okay. Do you want me to read 5 and 6 into the record?
You can.
So you can discuss the whole thing.
Okay. I'll talk to you.
Item number 5, DR 220019 El Dorado Springs LLC, design reviews for the following: 1, single family residential development; 2, finished grade on 6.3 acres in RE Rural Estates Residential Zone and R2 Medium Density Residential Zone, generally located 200 feet east of McLeod Drive and 210 feet north of El Dorado Lane within Paradise. Item number 6, TM 22500011 El Dorado Springs LLC, tentative map, consisting of 43 lots and common lots on 6.3 acres in RE Rural Estates Residential Zone and R2 Medium Density Residential Zone, generally located 200 feet east of McLeod Drive, alignment, and 210 feet north of El Dorado Lane within Paradise.
Good evening. My name is Chris Upson, 2885 East Grand Avenue, 89129, here representing the owner. This is probably one of the most design projects, I think, in the Valley. We've been here, this is our third time. As we continue on, we've had some, again, redesigns, which require that we come back and present the tentative map and design review again. We've removed the entrance to be able to allow it to the existing gate there off of El Dorado. And we've reduced the lots, by 4, and now every lot meets the minimum requirement, and there's no more waivers being requested. On the design review, we are filling the site. This is basically a hole. It was part of the wash originally before the box culvert was put in. So that's the reason why you see there's some excessive fill in excess of 76 inches, where 36 inches is pretty much that 76 inches through the wash area. Again, we concur with staff's recommendations, and here to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Well, Mr. Chairman, maybe for once I can say this for the record, I don't have any particular objections.
No.
I know. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy.
Uh-huh. Does anybody else have anything?
No. Well then, Mr. Chair, if it pleases our chair, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval on items number 5 and item number 6, subject to staff's preliminary conditions.
So we have a motion to approve items number 5 and 6, subject to staff's preliminary conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. And you go to the Board of County Commissioners on 3-2.
Thank you.
Last item, number 7. TM 22-5011, El Dorado Springs LLC, tentative map. Nope, that's the wrong one. Item number 7.
We're reading it again.
I'm getting down there.
I wasn't prepared for that.
I'm having a moment, just a moment. ET 22-400004, UC 190814. Gypsy LLC use permits first extension of time for the following: 1, reduce the separation from an alcohol on-premise consumption tavern to a residential use, reduce the separation from an outside dining area patio to a residential use, and 3, allow outside dining in conjunction with the tavern. Waiver of development standards to reduce throat depth. Design review for the following: 1, alcohol on-premises consumption tavern; 2, an outside dining area patio; and 3, alternative parking lot landscaping on 0.9 acres in a C2 road and Naples Drive on a C2. General commercial in AE 65 zone, generally located on the northwest corner of Paradise Road and Naples Drive within Paradise. You don't need glasses, I swear to God.
We'll see how well I do without any. Maren Perry, like Karen with an M. My last name is Perry, P as in Paul, A-R-R-Y. I am at 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, and I represent Gypsy LLC. And I am here to give the last one a run for the money, because I think we might have been here a few more times. But we are here requesting an extension of time, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it's a developing situation. So I'll tell you a little bit about what we have going on right now, and then maybe give you a little preview of what we're hoping comes in the future. But just as some history, you may recall this started out as a building that only had a lot to about right here. My clients had the opportunity to purchase this building, so the original plan only had this part. So then we came in and extended it, got a zone change to add this part, and then got the building approved, it went this way, and then we learned we couldn't move it, actually it was right here, we learned we couldn't move a billboard. So we turned it and moved it this way. So this was approved, and because of the way that we had to, as you know, these were all individual lots, so when we came in to do the tentative map to bring them all together, we had sort of a separate set of off-site improvement plans coming through the system. So we came through and did the zonings, and it was approved this way. And then when that separate set of off-site improvements came through, the fire department advised us that they did not like that we took the driveway off of Paradise, which we had understood was preferable because it was going to be bringing people onto Naples instead of coming right here. So we did a little redesign, and I will show you. I have actually over here, but I don't have it large. We've done a little change to the site that will just add an emergency exit right here. Fire department is satisfied with that. Public works is satisfied with that. My understanding, every zoning has represented to me that everyone is good with it. It's actually those off-site improvements started. I drove by and they are underway. The permits have been pulled, and actually there's permits in the system to construct the building in this configuration, but we didn't know where they were going to be when we filed for this extension of time a little while back. So we wanted to be careful because we've been working on this for a long time. Now, this is kind of breaking news. As you know, parking has been a challenge in this area. It's typically what has kept more development. My clients just purchased this. So we'll be doing the same thing again, and we'll be back with a Zoom change. But there is a duplex there, and there are tenants who will be given, notice and such, and they know that what's happening, but we'll be trying to bring more parking to the area. But as this stands, it is fully parked with the units with this. Now, as you can probably guess, over the last 2 years, nightclubs were struggling a little bit. They were shut down for quite a bit of time, and a lot of money that was going into development had to be used to just kind of stay afloat. And there is discussion of just reducing the scope of the building. Right now it's planned to have a big rooftop. it has a large rooftop patio. We're working through the system right now with a proposed change that'll make a single story building instead without a patio, which we understand was the most, without the rooftop patio, which was the biggest concern from the neighbors to the north. We are proposing to move the square footage to ground level right here. And again, this is going through the system more administratively, so I'm letting you know so that, because it's a reduction in scope and it doesn't increase any of the waivers, it doesn't necessarily come back to you again, but I want to be clear that is what's happening, and it is on that plan over there. So, we actually did reach out to the neighbors. We have it's a new owner now. They didn't respond. So the old owner said good luck, and the new owners didn't get back to us. So I will say for the record, our intention is to still fulfill those conditions of approval that were on there before, and as part of this extension of time, it's not just for the extension to commence, it's for the extension to review. So there is the plan to come back once operations have started. And if I can answer any questions, I would be happy to do so.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I just have one general comment. This is a lot of work for a new paint. I'm feeling your pain. But for new paint, this is a lot of approval and a lot of administrative review. I'm just kidding.
I know. There's a lot of excitement for that from the owners, and they very much want to keep this an exciting corner and
All I can say is good luck. Mr. Chair, if no one on the board has any comments or questions, I'd make a motion for approval of the extension of time and the waiver of the rent incentives.
We have a motion on the to approve the use permit, extension of time, and the waiver of development standards design review. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you so much.
Good luck. Board of County Commissioners on the 16th of March. Oh, you can have it, but you might need it for the next time. Let's see here. The next one, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's microphone here. If I clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. And I don't believe there's anyone here that wants to say anything. Comments, observations, questions? Okay. Next meeting date is February 22nd, 2022. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good night.